The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, so welcome to our community meeting. And I was looking forward to this. The concept of an IMC community meeting brings me much happiness. And it just feels like it's such a wholesome thing. And you know, the idea of this gathering, and I look forward to the day that we can have a community meeting in person. And but for now, this is what we can do. But I think that the opening is in sight. You know, I feel a little bit tentative about it because this COVID-19 times it's so uncertain what will happen. So, you know, it's even conceivable we'll have to change our mind on short notice or sometime in the future close and with no notification at all, like if it just rears up. And that's how the pandemic for us started. We, in a sense, we were doing a Saturday day-long retreat. And that morning, we decided that we had to close. We couldn't open because of the COVID back in March of 2020. And so people showed up, and we said, I'm sorry, they were not meeting. So it seems like this situation now is maybe different than how it was even in August when we were thinking of opening then in a different kind of way. It feels like it's appropriate to be more careful in the opening. And so this is what the plan is currently, is that we'll open for only people who are vaccinated. And I feel very apologetic for the people who are not, that you're not able to come. I know some people, I mean, it's unfortunate. And to have that kind of may be available to some and not to others. And I'd be very happy to try to figure out something to do for the unvaccinated. And maybe at some point we can have a meeting outdoors in the parking lot just to meet and talk or do something together. But I don't think we can open at all if we were going to open to everyone. So it's a way of opening. And we still have everything on everything that we offer, what we're opening up now to do, like I'm doing. We'll continue with offering things on YouTube. And so that'll continue as before. So they still have access that way, especially those people living far away. And so everyone will be vaccinated, has to be vaccinated, and with what's considered full vaccination. And that's it depends on the vaccine people have had. There's different meanings of what that means. The J&J, it's one shot. The Pfizer, Moderna, it's two shots. And I think at this point, the preference would be that you even had three shots, but we know that some people, it's not accessible to them yet. But I think I had my booster shot last week because the nursing home, the memory care home where my mother lives, and they're very keen to have the family members who visit regularly be fully vaccinated as possible because in April of 2020, the beginning of COVID, they lost 10 residents to COVID back then. So they're still living with the pain of having people they were cared for under their care dying from COVID. So they're very careful. So they offered, and so I accepted because I want to also be careful with their residents. So everyone has to be vaccinated, and we want to have the proof of the vaccination. So because of that, we're setting up a registration system, and that registration system is it'll be in the the primary place you'll find this is in the What's New section of IMC's website. So if you don't know IMC's website well, please at least peruse the homepage, and because the calendar is there and the And what's new is really the main place we have for making announcements. And so you should be familiar with that and know how to look at it regularly. And there's an announcement a little bit there that repeats what I'm going to try to tell you here today. So I don't know if the links are still there yet, but at some point the links to the registration process will be available. And so the registration, what that involves is letting us know your email address, and also for you to post a photograph of your vaccine card. So we have proof that you're fully vaccinated. And if we'll review that to make sure that that's the case. And I think it's helpful for people coming to know that we're doing this kind of reviewing, that we're making sure, do the best we can to make sure this is possible. And people come here more relaxed knowing that we're being careful, that careful. Once we've reviewed that you've been fully vaccinated, then you'll be on an email list. That's why we need your email address. And I propose you use an email address that you actually check regularly. Some people don't want to give away email addresses since they make up ones or have extra ones, but they never check it. And then it adds complications. And what we'll do is we'll send out then an email periodically with the dates that we decide to be open. And that's you're the only people who are going to get those dates, because we don't want the general public to know it or other people who know it to know it who are not vaccinated, hasn't gone through this process. And the poor volunteers who have to stand by the door and check who's coming, that you have actually registered and signed up for it. It's not a nice thing for our volunteers to have to talk to someone, say, I would like to get in, you can't come because you're not registered, and then who knows where that conversation goes. So if you register, that's how you'll have the dates for the different things and when we open. And there'll be a block of things you can sign up for, maybe 3 weeks at a time or whatever we have up to that point, what we decided to do. So you get an email with that, and that'll also provide you a link to a sign-up system. And that way we're going to keep the numbers at a certain threshold for now. And so we're going to start with opening on a Sunday, and we're going to limit the sign-ups to 25 people. And we think that makes a nice, fine way of number of people to be here in IMC for an event. And that and the sign-up system we have, it's clear if there's any spaces. And if there's no spaces, then you didn't sign up in time. And we'd like people to only sign up for one time in the block of time that's being offered, because we want everyone to have a chance. If a couple of days before the actual event starts, there's still blank spaces, then you're welcome to sign up for more than one during that block. But sign up for one and then just wait before you sign up for more. So we're going to have 25 people here at a time. And because that's not a lot compared to what we usually have done, for Sunday morning, we're actually going to have two sessions. And the first session will be from 8 to 9 in the morning. And that'll be a 40-minute period of meditation and a 20-minute question and answer period with myself. I'm the one who scheduled it at the beginning, so I'll be the teacher the first rounds of this. That'll be it for 1 hour, a sitting together and then a Q&A. We're hoping, and we're going to encourage this in the best and most wholesome way we can, you're going to be inspired to leave quickly through the back door by the kitchen. And then you can, and maybe even do so in silence so that you really leave, because once people start talking, it's hard to do anything but talk. And so you can talk then when you get out in the parking lot. And that way we can have a smooth transition, because there'll be people out on the porch waiting to come in. And we don't want you to run into, if you're the early people, to run into the later people, because it turns out some of you will know each other. And then you'll stand in the door and nothing will happen. It'll be a bottleneck and stuck, and you'll be talking and you have to catch up for the year and a half. And the whole system will kind of fall apart and unravel, and we'll never manage. So we're hoping everyone will cooperate with this system, that the people coming for 9:25 sitting will patiently wait outside in front of the building, and don't interfere with the people at 8 o'clock who came for the 8 o'clock sitting, who leave through the back door. So that's the plan. And so two events, both of them for 25 people. And I think the final thing to say is that, a few things to say, is that masks will be required the whole time you're here. And and to inspire that, I mean, try to find a nice mask to meditate in. I meditated. I taught a retreat, in-person retreat, in August, where all the whole retreat was done outdoors, and sleeping and everything was done outdoors, camping, and I wore a mask during part of it for the meditation, and I actually enjoyed it, believe it or not. I found it was a way of understanding how to do that that was actually beneficial for my meditation. And and specifically for me, what happened was that I let my mouth be much more open than usual and breathe through my mouth more than I usually do, because the mask kept the humidity nicely there. So my mouth didn't dry out. And I kind of was different, and the different was kind of nice. So if you're resisting the idea of, you know, the mask, meditating when you with the mask, think again and be creative. Look for a different mask, but get a good quality mask. My preference would be you got an N95. They're easy to get now. Or I have one that's a KN95 that I really feel comfortable wearing. I like it, kind of, except for what it does to the ears. But for an hour, I can manage for my ears. And then in terms of being here, there are some changes you should know about, so you feel comfortable coming here. We have some four strong, big, portable air purifiers, blue air, that are very good. When they're on the first setting, lowest setting, they're pretty quiet. And so, you know, I think during the meditation we're having the lowest setting, and other times having them in a higher setting, just so we clearing the air. We also can have the HVAC system has a fan that circulates air, and in the past it only circulated indoor air, which is not helpful for us. But now it's also has a we put in a vent that brings fresh air into the HVAC system. And it mixes it with the internal air. Still using internal air, but it mixes it now. So there is a steady bringing in fresh air into the building that way. So there is. We'll have that fan on, and that's bringing in fresh air. We can also have some doors open, and we'll have windows open, and different things. So I think that between the air purifiers and the fan and outdoor air and whatever else weighs in the masks, I'm pretty confident that it's very, very... you know, it's about as safe as it gets for people who are fully vaccinated. It seems responsible enough or appropriate enough to make it work this way. It does seem like, one of the views of how this whole COVID thing is going to unfold into the future is we are going to have to learn how to accommodate it, as opposed to feel that where it's once and for all, it's over. So this is, you know, finding our way. And hopefully over the next weeks and months, we can shift that process. And so maybe it'll feel appropriate to have more people come and different things. I kept saying one more thing, but here's one more thing. And I haven't decided we haven't decided what to do about the Dharma teacher speaking. I know that at some Dharma centers, when they've opened, everyone's masked except for the teacher during the Dharma talk. And so we'll see. I'll experiment and see if I can find a mask so that I can speak clearly with a mask on. But if not, maybe it's okay for, I don't know if it's okay enough for me to be unmasked while I give a talk and people don't just sit near me or something. I don't know what to do about that, but it's a concern of what to do about that. And I could practice enunciating better for a while, put pebbles in my mouth and give Dharma talks and see if I get clearer and clearer, so even with a mask. So that's, I think that's what the plan is, as far as I can present it here. And do you have any question? Someone asks in the chat about plexiglass. The reputation that's been happening lately is that plexiglass apparently doesn't really work. It doesn't really do much, even at stores where they're going on. Apparently, everything just kind of tumbles over and goes around, and it doesn't do as much as they hoped. And face shields, yeah. So that's what the latest I've been reading about is that people don't put a lot of emphasis on them. But I could, if people preferred me to wear a face mask, face shield, I could do that. So there's people putting questions in the chat. I guess I can try to answer those. Social distancing. We're going to set up the meditation hall. It's actually set up a little bit that way now, for people who are starting to experiment with how to do it. So there's like 6 feet distance between people. So with 25 people, it works pretty well to set up the hall with distancing. And if a couple comes, I don't know if they're better off sitting next to each other, close in, and creating more space for everyone else around them, or whether it's... Oh, the couple's coming. The thing about couples, they each need to sign up separately. Our system, registration system, makes it too hard for one person to sign up for both of them. So hopefully you should be on computers at the same time and be sure you both get a spot. For those of us from a distance, be able to join tweets on Zoom or on YouTube. Yes, what we're talking about now is not retreats, but rather what we're doing here at IMC. And IMC will be available. Whatever I do is planning to continue doing it on Zoom. So Sunday morning will still be on Zoom. On YouTube. We'll be on YouTube, and there'll be no difference, except there might be people walking in front of the camera periodically. So there's that. The in-person sessions will be on YouTube, and they'll be live, yes. Those of us not on a computer savvy, will there be instructions on how to send photo a vaccination card? Hopefully that becomes pretty clear. Any plans for IRC? Yeah, we're still planning to open IRC or start our in-person retreats on November 14th, and then keep going. If nothing else changes, COVID doesn't get worse, we'll just keep everything is scheduled to be opened. We'll continue. And for that, we have our protocol for how to be it there, including certainly only for people who are vaccinated, a PCR test before coming, and an antigen test when you arrive, and an antigen test at the IRC 2 or 3 days into the retreat. And there we're kind of behind the curve in terms of opening as a retreat center. Spirit Rock has opened. IMS was supposed to be opened by now, but they didn't have enough staff to open. So they're planning to open in November, but they would have opened earlier. But all their staff kind of left, and they couldn't get them back in time to start up again. Cloud Mountain is open, and the various retreat centers are already open. We're kind of late to open, so. Which I don't mind that we're late. What time is the second session on Sundays? So the second session will be the usual time that we have for the 9:25 sitting. It starts at 9:25, and we'll open the door at 9:15 for you to come in, provided that the earlier people have followed the very inspiring and wholesome protocol of silently leaving immediately. For now, we're just opening up on Sundays. And then after we've been open once or twice and just seen how that went, then we're going to just consider what other things we might be able to open for. That will not be publicly announced for now, but rather it'll be something that be announced to the people who registered. So even if you can't come Sundays, if you're interested in what becomes available in the future, register. So you get that information. The registration should be able to be up very soon, the next day or two. So you'll find that under What's New section of IMC's website. And I'm getting so many chats now that I'm probably skipping some of the early ones. And retreat testing is at 3 days in advance. I think that you need to do a little bit more than that in order to get the results. Be sure to get the results before you come. And so probably you should do it, 4 or 5 days. Usually sometimes place the results take 3 days. If they're guaranteed to be faster, you can, closer to the retreat, the better. But you can't get into the retreat without the results. The registration is now open, it says. So it's up and available. So you don't have to rush to register because, but you can rush to, There are people with hands up. Okay, so thank you, Jim, for letting me know. So let me maybe move to the people whose hands are up. And I think the first one is Jan and Barry.
Hi, everybody. Good to see all your faces. Gil, did you want us to announce this idea of the Sangha Zoom meetings?
Yes. I didn't reply to your last email about it because it's hard for me to be involved in all these details about what to do. So if you would take responsibility for figuring that out, maybe with the help of Hillary, that would be great. But I might make your announcement. It was great. It's a good time for it.
Okay. For those of you who were coming to IMC on Sundays and have missed the time after the Dharma talks when we would gather to share our thoughts about the Dharma talks and, have practice discussions and just socialize. Barry and I are going to offer a Zoom meeting after each Sunday Dharma talk for all of us to just meet together and talk and have some breakout groups. Just a chance to, have a feeling of Sangha some more than we already do. We've missed that. So we'll send out an announcement that'll be probably on the website with our Zoom address and come one, come all to connect with each other. So
great, thank you. And that's wonderful also for people who never could come to IMC in person, that now you can also be part of that community that way. So thank you, Jan and Barry, very much for offering to do that. And I am really happy about it. So thank you. So that'll start next week?
It will start next week.
Great. So either if I don't remember to announce it, somehow tell me. And I don't know how to get my attention and on YouTube, and but I'll try to announce it. And Don.
This is going back to an earlier thread you talked about, Gil. I just wanted to check. My understanding is the HVAC system itself also has a filter. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, yes. I didn't say that. We got a very high-quality air filter for the HVAC system. So when the air, an internal air goes and filters through, it actually filters it out very high quality. We have a number of filtration systems, but the raw filter itself is, I think it's a MERV 14, which is considered very high. And we have two HVAC systems, one for the outer hall and one for the meditation hall. And both of them have fans, and both of them have this high quality. So we'll turn those on and be circulating the air that way, too.
I'm really impressed with how carefully this has been thought out and dealt with. One notion that I've seen at other places that seems to work well for the teacher or the speaker is to have a standalone blue air right by the speaker, and that way everything emitting from their mouth gets filtered before it gets very far away from them.
Great.
Thank you again.
So then we have Nancy.
Hi, Gil. Thanks. I just wanted to follow up. There have been a number of people calling about the day-longs that are...
Oh, yes. I forgot.
Saturday are still on the calendar. Could you address that?
Thank you. Yeah, I've been meaning to get to the calendar to take it off. But, you know, I'm challenged with all kinds of ways. And on the 16th of October, there was supposed to be a day long, and we're not going to do that in person, and I don't want to do it on Zoom, so it's not happening. So I'll take it off. Maybe when we finish here, I'll hopefully get to it. And I don't know what else, but I'll look ahead in the calendar and see what's happening. And there's a lot of things that were left there from the time we thought we could open, and so I'll update it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And then Steve.
Hi there, folks. I'm a tiny bit of an outside agitator. I've been in person to IMC and IRC, and I've been on these 7 o'clock things since the beginning. But I have a question. I'm up in King County, Washington, because we're opening ours. And what I wanted to ask was the King County standards for religious groups are, I'm vaccinated myself, by the way, but are that they're not requiring people to have people vaccinated or not, but everyone should wear masks. That's the standard up here. And I'm struggling with that because I know I can count six different people I know who are very alternative, super smart people who have chosen to not be vaccinated for intentionally held reasons. And so under the heading of the Dharma and embracing everyone, I'm sort of leaning towards not requiring vaccines, but requiring masks in accordance with the King County, because I don't want to exclude anybody. And it seems like one more aspect of that is, you know, we do know that people who are vaccinated can get sick and can transmit the virus, maybe not as much, but they still can. So it's all a matter of degree.
Right.
And I wonder if you had any, which was your thinking about that?
Yeah. All this has been thought about. In fact, when we were going to open in August, it was just simply, we weren't asking people to show their cards, or we had requested that it only be people who are vaccinated, but that was just a request. So it was kind of, you know, lightly held. And I imagine people would have showed up, you know, not adhering to that request who were not vaccinated. But the feeling then was, before the, really understanding the Delta variant, was that the danger was mostly to the person who was unvaccinated. And at some point, we have to figure out how to live with the risk. Is it more risky to drive on Freeway 101 here than it is to get COVID? And maybe then we're willing to live with the COVID risk. And so the people who are not vaccinated are doing so, making their own choices, both whether or not to get vaccinated, but also whether or not to place themselves in situations where they might be exposed. And at some point, you know, we can't be responsible for people's choices that way. So that was kind of the original idea. But then with a Delta variant that is so much more transmissible and has a higher level of breakthrough cases and situation where the people who are vaccinated can be transmitters as well to some degree, it felt like we need to have a higher standard now to be careful. And so that's why we're going to be strict here about it. What other groups do, it's, you know, they'll have to decide for themselves, but this is our decision now.
Thank you.
So any other questions or concerns about all this? And as I said, the description of the process is on What's New on the website, and apparently the links are there now as well. I don't know exactly where they are. To register. And hopefully the process is smooth, and I'm very grateful for all the volunteers who are making this possible. And there are volunteers who have set up the whole system of registration, which is quite an accomplishment, and volunteers who are going to be checking it. And we're looking for volunteers for people who will be willing to be at the door. People come with this, with the sheets and checking people off to make sure that only the registered people come and who signed up. And I suppose that one of the perks of offering to be the person at the door to check people off is that then you're kind of guaranteed to get a spot. But it's also just, it's also a very nice way, I suppose, if to to say hello to everyone, you know, just to briefly say, you know, make a connection to everyone. And if you know a lot of people, it's kind of nice as long as you don't slow the whole process down and the long line behind. And if you don't know much of people in our community, it's a quick way to kind of be at the center of it and you know, say hello to people and welcome them. So let's see. I'm looking at the chat now to see if there's any other thing, question there. Thanks to the volunteers. Yeah, big thanks for all the volunteers. It's a tremendous amount, you know, how much our whole system, you know, is based on volunteers. And it's part of the nourishment for everyone's practice for themselves, for the whole community, that's being nourished by the goodness of people's generosity and goodwill. And so here, Bill Costura offers to volunteer at the door, and so the volunteer director Hillary is the person there who's kind of, I think, and Beverly Spiker and Hillary Borson are going to coordinating all this, so and they need to somehow contact them and. Yeah, who's the contact person? IMC email. People have questions about the schedule, etc. I don't have. I think that. I mean, right now it's you, Cindy, who are, you know. So, but and you can ask. Certainly, you can ask Hillary Beverly first, maybe, and then you can ask me for questions. And that's probably where you would go. And
thank you.
Oh, there's, I see there, someone posted Hillary's volunteer email address. That's nice. I kind of love this, how everyone's participating here in different ways and together in this friendly way. And I'm certainly delighted to look forward to seeing you in person. And so is that enough? I said we'd meet for about half an hour. So hopefully that's enough, and then we're not doing a breakout group today, but to meet each other would be nice. But I have to go, but next week Jan and Barry will host a little social time together after the talk, and so thank you very much. And
have a nice vacation, Gil.
Yes, thank you. So we can all unmute if you want and say goodbye to each other and.
Thank you for this. Good policies. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gil.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you, Gil. Thanks, everyone.
See you all.
Thank you.
Bye.
See you,
everyone.
Bye-bye.
See everyone.
See you,
everyone.
Bye.
I love everyone.
Bye.
So, if I could, I didn't. I wonder if there's people still on Zoom. See, so now I see there's people on Zoom putting chat in there. If you want to put in new chat, I can maybe answer questions for you as well. If there's something that you, you're not seeing what's new section on IMC's website. So what's new, yeah, it's in the column on the right. So lower right-hand corner, there's a little, like a box kind of thing, and it says what's new. So... Okay. I'll shut down all this, and thank you for being part of it.